You know, our goal is to sort of heal a billion people, which sounds really ambitious. But when you take a look at what we call like emotional contagion, there's a downstream effect. So you and I will have this conversation. If it's a great conversation, we're both going to leave here and be in a better mood, right? So the next four people we interact with, we're going to be better versions of ourselves. And then the next four people, each of those four people interact with, they're going to be better versions of themselves.
Hey everyone, welcome to another snack size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at entrepreneur.com. So a few weeks ago, Entrepreneur Media teamed up with Athletes First to launch The Summit, which was this incredible three-day event we held in Park City, Utah, that brought together elite NFL athletes and the top minds in business. So there was a lot of common ground to be found among these elite performers, one of which was how seriously they take their physical and mental health, which is why there was a huge line to check out the setup of Immortal, which is an innovative wellness company blending ancient wisdom with cutting-edge technology in this device they call the Chamber. It combines five recovery modalities, including red light therapy and electromagnetic fields, into one experience. Now, I tried it, and I gotta say, it was wild. I won't even try to explain to you how it works or what it does exactly. Instead, I'm gonna let Rob Insinger, who is the co-founder and chief revenue officer at Immortal, I'm gonna let him do the explaining. Rob sat down with me at the summit to explain Immortal, what it does, and how he and his team are building the business. Now, these chambers are popping up in hotels and spas all over the place, and I swear, trust me, if you get the chance to try it, try it. It is, like I said, it's wild. It's something you will not forget. Okay, well, enough from me. Let's hear from Rob to break it all down. So, Rob, all day I've been seeing this mysterious red glow from the back corner. What's going on back there?
So we're actually teleporting people to different dimensions.
Excellent. So Immortal, tell me, what's happening back there? Because it's this amazing setup. You see people walking out of that look like they've just had like a 13-hour sleep. They look all amped up. What's happening back there?
Yeah, you know, so we created what we call kind of the ultimate human recharging station. So we're working on the body and the mind. So, you know, people look back there like, oh, it's a red light. And they're like, yeah, red light's part of it, right? But that's physiological for the most part. So what we wanted to do is take all these different elements that people use for recovery and for rejuvenation and put them all into a single experience. So you've got red light therapy, near infrared light therapy, pulsed electromagnetics, vibration, sound, hydrogen, and then meditation and breath work. So we did, I kind of joke, we did the most American thing ever. We're like, let's just take it all and put it into one. But then we kind of rolled it into a Universal Studios ride.
Excellent. I love that description. So talk to me about, you know, the things that you just mentioned. Not that long ago, people were like, what are you talking about? What is this hogwash that you're talking about? But people are adapting it, you know, like crazy. Can you give us a sense of the industry size and your place in it?
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating. I imported years ago some of the first red light beds, and like you said, it was like witchcraft. People are like, I have no idea what that does. It's like a red light.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's fascinating because we talk almost like people look at that from the physiological side of it. Like, we know what red light does for the most part, pulse electromagnetics. It's used by a lot of elite athletes, a lot of like, you know, entrepreneurs, people who like to perform. So the market is growing really, really quickly. But what we said is, we're doing body, mind, and then we'd say spirit. And if you would have said that 5 years ago, people look at you like,
yeah,
oh, this person's down the woo hole. Like, you know, who knows what they're up to, right? But now people are embracing that because they realize like, all right, I've got my body and my mind, but like the way that I show up and the way that I feel and the way that I, you know, my relationship with whether it's the universe or spirit or God, whatever you want to call it, people come out of there feeling really kind of more connected with that. And I think part of it is people just don't take the time to just be these days. You know, we're always tethered to our device. Like even we're having a conversation now, there's dishes back here. There's someone having a conversation over here. So your subconscious is locked in fight or flight because it's like threats.
Yeah.
We evolved not fast enough. The technology beat us, right? So we're still like locked in. Our lizard brains are like, oh, threat.
Yeah.
So your stress hormones are higher and you just really kind of can't relax. And so a lot of times these energies, the red light and whatnot, don't actually penetrate into your system as well, because your cells are kind of locked in fight or flight as well. So it's a whole system. So we say we look at the whole being of the human, not just the physical or the mental. So back to your question, you know, on this, I mean, the TAM of global wellness is just exploding now. You know, people, they're realizing that as they get older, they can't take whatever they've made with them, right?
Right.
And so it's like Western medicine is fantastic at making us live longer, but not so fantastic at making us live better. So health span, Peter Attia talks about this, a lot of others, you know, health span is sort of the new thing that people are, it's like, well, I don't really want to live longer if I can't live better. And so we say the new like home gym or theater that people used to put in their houses, now they're actually putting in wellness recovery spaces. So saunas, cold plunges, red light, things like the chamber. That's kind of the new, that's the new trend. People are investing really heavily in their longevity.
So you've been involved in this for quite a while. How did you get interested in it? How did you first get involved in this?
I came from pharma years ago and then surgical device, so the Western side of medicine. Then had a distribution company that brought wellness products into the US and then launched them out to kind of high-end resorts. The founder, Brian Leggett, who's a very good friend of mine, known him for 15 years. We reconnected about 5 years ago through a retreat system, just kind of had always been friends and riffed about different business things. We've both fallen on our faces a couple times. And so we had that in common. It was like, wow, we probably could have gotten out of here a little earlier. We probably could have burned some bridges, but we didn't. So we kind of bonded on that. Like, all right, we feel like we did the right thing. We can sleep at night, right? And so at that point, he was like, what are you doing these days? I was like, oh, you know, I was doing some consulting with some medical things. He's like, stop. So I have it. I have the thing. And so he knew that I understood sort of the wellness side and spas and resorts. And so we kind of reconnected. And so it was a really kind of nice design. He's a Wharton MBA and an engineer.
Okay.
So fascinating brain, right? So the beauty of what he created is part of it, but also like how it operates.
Yeah.
And so then my role is, how do we commercialize this, get it out to the world? You know, our goal is to sort of heal a billion people, which sounds really ambitious. But when you take a look at what we call like emotional contagion, there's a downstream effect. So you and I will have this conversation. If it's a great conversation, we're both going to leave here and be in a better mood, right? So the next four people we interact with, we're going to be better versions of ourselves. And then the next four people, each of those four people interact with, they're going to be better versions of themselves. So I say everyone that gets out of the chamber has a better day.
Yeah.
And they show up better to whoever else they're with. So that was kind of the journey. You know, we came back from this side of health and wellness. It was medical. And now all roads are kind of merging. You know, you've got fitness, wellness, these functional medicine docs, everyone, you know, function health, these groups that are doing all these biomarkers. It's like you have the information and the data now. And then the question is, well, what do I do with that?
Right.
How do I actually focus on these things that are out of whack? If my HRV isn't great or if my sleep score is bad, what can I do to actually address that? So that's what we're working on.
Talk to me about the marketing of this. How are you reaching people? How are you educating them?
Great question. You know, we started with an Airstream trailer that we found in Toledo, Ohio. We had the first prototype at my house, which wasn't really conducive to people flying into Denver all the time and trying it. So I joke, we went mobile. You know, we questioned our decisions when it 1:30 in the morning, we're changing the oil for our generator, what we're doing with our lives. But to be honest, that's how we got it out initially. We kind of went grassroots. We got in with some MLB teams, and then that kind of spread out to other ones, and then set up with a few NFL teams. And then once those dominoes hit, it kind of continued. So initially it was all just grassroots, just bootstrapped it.
Were athletes like on board right away? Did some take some convincing to lay down in this chamber? How did that work?
Yeah, my favorite story is we had a pro hockey player show up and he just was annoyed because his wife had sent him over to this trailer, right, to get this treatment. And he wouldn't even look me in the eye. And so I said, well, just get in. So he got in, and about 30 minutes later, I looked down. I'm like, oh, he's only doing a 20-minute session. I wonder what's going on. So I walk in the trainer. He's kind of looking at his feet. And I was like, hey, man, how's it going? And he just kind of grunted. And I was like, I'm like, did you see some things? He goes, holy shit, dude, I left my body and traveled like the astral plane. And so his whole demeanor changed. Like, he went from this like guy that used to, you know, wanted to get in a fight, right?
Yeah.
Like this totally different human. And
wow.
His wife came back later and she's like, I've known Brad for 20 plus years. Like, that's the version, right? That I want. So you walk down the street and had a conversation with his functional med doc, so you have to get one of these. So,
wow.
You know, everyone's apprehensive when you're the new person, right?
Yeah.
So the first one, it took us 12 months to get kind of our first team to bring one on.
Yeah.
because a lot of the players were advocating for it, but the trainers and the coaches were like, I don't really know. They haven't been in the market very long. But now it's fantastic because we have all sort of investors and advisors that believe in us that are athletes and entrepreneurs. And so now it's just, it's been a lot of word of mouth. And now we're just starting to get out more into the consumer market. Because initially, we started with high net worth individuals who could just write a check for it.
Yeah.
Pro athletes and teams who didn't need to monetize it. So now, you know, we just went into proper hotels and St. Regis and Four Seasons and Ritz-Carlton because we figured out, okay, well, now we can operationalize this to make it accessible to guests. So the spa now has it as a service.
Oh, right. Right.
So you go in and you pay, you know, for a 25-minute session, it might be $85 or $125, right, depending. And so, but we had to understand, well, what's the flow of that? Like, from when the guest first comes in till they go into the room, you know, no one really operates it. It's on a touch screen. So we did all that. So our, again, it was a lot of word of mouth. And then we kind of grew into operationalizing it. And now we're in a whole new phase of getting it out to more consumers, which is the goal.
So talk to me again about those early days. It seems like your guy was comfortable taking a risk. Has that always been the case? Or did it take something that you just really, truly believed in to say, yeah, we're going to drive this thing across country over mountains at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Well, you know, you kind of joke it. You have those moments where you're sitting there like, am I crazy? Like, is this a terrible idea? And my people, your friends are like, what are you doing? Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I knew that we had something amazing. I kind of joke, we had a tiger by the tail, but we didn't really know at first what to do with it.
Mm.
And so that conviction, you know, and Brian is so passionate about this health and wellness and loves the high design of it. And we kind of knew, like, the original foundation or the original origin story of it was one of our original partners is a silent partner now, used to work with a lot of MMA fighters. And so Brian walked into his studio one day and he's got a guy laying on a PEMF mat with a vibroacoustic vest on, inhaling oxygen at the time, and lowered down a light panel on a pulley system. And Brian was like, hey, Steven, has anyone ever put all these together? And he was like, I don't know. So
wow,
that was like the genesis of it was, that's wow, you're doing all these things. And that's what a lot of these groups were doing, is they were doing these things in silos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we had a high price point. Mm-hmm. So, you know, initially people were like, well, wait a minute, it's this much. Are people really going to pay for that? And so when we had our first, the proper hotel in Santa Monica was a great partner for us. We knew the CEO and was like, hey, we're going to learn together. So we kind of learned together how to dial in the pricing and the memberships and what it looked like. And then we really knew. I mean, we knew, but you never really know until the consumers tell you, yes, I love this.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Wow, that's fantastic. So we've heard from so many different types of business people here today. We've heard from athletes. Is there anything that you heard that you're going to take with you that really made you think differently about something or made you think about something you hadn't really even thought about before?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. What I love is the intersection of high performers, whether you're an athlete or a business person or a physician or whatever it is, right? Just this high performing aspect of it. And we've all kind of been in silos for a while. It was like, oh, those are the athletes. And, you know,
yeah,
you've got to go pay them a whole bunch of money to be endorsers of this or whatnot, or here's a doctor and you have to talk to them on a different level. But it's been interesting for me because they look at the entrepreneurs as professionals in what we do. They're like, well, you're kind of the pro athlete in your realm. Mm. And so that has been a neat thing because you see these, they're looking at it for almost like a purpose project as well. Like, yeah, look, I can go be amazing at this sport, right? That's fantastic. But I don't necessarily want that to define me, right? I'm more than that, and I want to be able to do this. So I think seeing the passion that they have in getting involved in business and how they can help, because they have this amazing network,
yeah,
right? You know, and it's like instant credibility if you get them. Yeah. So them being discerning about, I'm going to find the products that I really like, and then that makes it that much easier for all the consumers, because if it's bought in by these athletes,
yeah,
who see everything and who, right, their body is their temple, right?
Yeah.
If they buy into it, then it really helps the company and it helps them because they have something they're passionate about and have a long game.
So in keeping with the athletes, how do you celebrate a win? You know, you get into a new luxury hotel. How do you react? How do you celebrate that?
Yeah. You know, it's funny is that as entrepreneurs, you don't know sometimes when to celebrate because you might laugh. You've got, oh, we got the Four Seasons on board, but then you got a contract like 17 pages long.
Yeah,
and,
right,
you know, the attorneys are like, oh man, you just killed the mojo. Like, yeah, we're, yeah, all stoked about, yeah, this, right? But, you know, we have a great relationship with the Rams. And so last year we had a kind of fun narrative where Matt Stafford went into our trailer and came out, and the whole joke was, oh, we cloned Matt Stafford, and then Matt Stafford wins the MVP. And
yeah,
you know, Coach McVay was joking about on a podcast the other day. It's like, oh yeah, he was about to go on IR, and then the old immortal came in, and you know, so that was a big one to celebrate.
You know,
that took a while, but I think just for us, knowing that we have something out there that sort of up levels individuals from that entire system of what they are, not just the physical, but like how they show up emotionally, how they show up with their family and their relationships with their coworkers and whoever else. That's the celebration from our standpoint, because you know, we'll run sometimes these sessions until 2 a.m.
Wow.
I remember some of the baseball players were with the World Baseball Classic. They're like, hey, you're going to be there after the game. I'm like at midnight. They're like, yeah. We're like, okay. And so we started at 6 a.m. But like, how do you guys do this? We're like, because we know that every person that gets out of there is again, going to go have a better day.
That's awesome. Tell me about the name Amortal.
We kind of took two words and made a new word.
Okay.
So Amortal with one M means always has been, always will be. And then immortal has its own obvious connotations. And so we took those and made Amortal.
A name really means a lot.
It does.
It communicates so much information to someone who has no idea what this, they're finding out about it for the first time.
Yeah.
Your name tells me a lot. What's your advice just in general to entrepreneurs about, you know, branding and specifically the name of their company?
You know, that's a great question. I say sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. We actually just the other day had someone, this is hilarious because we've had this name for a long time. She said, oh, it's so amazing how you did this. Amor to all. Amor is love, right? To all is amor to all. And she's like, that was amazing. And Brian was like, yeah, that was, he called me up. He's like, dude, I was like, so sometimes it's hidden, right?
Yeah,
in plain
yeah.
sight, right? But, you know, I think going back to the question, a lot of times people might get too clever with a name, and sometimes just simple is better.
Yeah.
You know, ours is unique, I think, because it's not a word.
Right.
It's a new thing, but I think sometimes people overcomplicate that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Mexican food. You're like, you know exactly what's going on there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But if it's
yeah.
got some, you know, coast of something, you're like, well, maybe. So it can get a little complicated sometimes, but yeah, that kind of joke. We got lucky, which is great.
Yeah. That's fantastic. And then finally, just in business in general, you've had an amazing career. What is something that drives you nuts? What is your business hot take?
Surround yourself by people who are not just like you.
Yeah.
That's okay. One of the biggest lessons I've learned is I think when you go to hire, sometimes you're like, oh, that person's just great. You know, we get along. Probably not the right fit if
okay.
you're looking for someone that's doing something that you aren't good at.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think that's a lot of it is have cognitive diversity amongst your organization rather than a lot of people that think the same way. And you want people that are going to challenge you and push back.
Right.
You know, you want the canaries in the coal mine, so to speak, that are like, oh, wait a minute. That might not be good.
And what do you say to people who don't respond well to criticism, whether it's from external or internal forces?
I say have a solution because a lot of times people will come and they'll complain about something. So when you talk about like a pet peeve, it's when people do that. You're like, all right, great. I've heard that. But do you have a solution or are you asking for help?
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just complaining.
Right.
And that's not solution based.
Yeah, right.
Right,
like
fail, that's okay. But adapt and move on. Don't
yeah.
just, you know, kind of wallow in it. You get a little bit of time to do that, but not much.
That's great. Awesome. And how often are you using the chamber?
So when I'm in town or in areas where I can, it's usually 3 to 5 days a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so it's, you know, we say when you use it for a certain amount of time, you start to notice the physiological benefits. Your skin gets better, you know, you've got maybe better movement in your ligaments, your joints, but you've got that's a compounding effect.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about it is if you go in once, your nervous system is getting a reset every time you go in there. And so that's the benefit of it. And that's what was great about having the Airstream is a lot of times if you just showed up with a product that worked on your physiology, it's hard because people get out of it. They're like, okay, great. I have no idea if that worked or not.
Yeah.
Whereas with this, they get out, they're like, I'm not really sure what happened in there, but I feel amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to feel like this again.
That's
so,
great.
You know, that's been a fun part.
Well, thanks, man. This was a great conversation.
Well, I appreciate
it. Really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Likewise. Grateful for it.
I got to get in there.
I'm telling you, man. It's now the line. I think once a few people get in, it turns into a medieval scroll
of
a waiting list. But you know, I know somebody.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll get you set.
Awesome.